Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The search is over for Silvio Sanchez. He's the man wanted by several law enforcement agencies. He was found hiding in the attic of a house on Garland Street on Thursday morning in Eureka. Sheriff's deputies, U.S. Marshals, DEA agents, as well as CHP and the Eureka Police served a search warrant at the residence, and a canine unit was used to search and find Sanchez, who suffered minor dog bites to his feet after he refused commands to come out. Several weapons were seized, along with 3 pounds of processed bud at the house. Ronald Sanchez, a convicted felon on active parole, and Silverio's brother, was also found on the premises, and he was arrested and is being held without bail. And now, a Humboldt County Superior Court judge has raised bail on Silverio Sanchez. The judge agreed with a request for bail enhancement and has raised it to $5 million for the assault against the USFS officer. His total bail is now $5.4 million. He remains in Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Correctional Facility. The State Department of Transportation has announced its support for a feasibility study of a rail line connecting Humboldt Bay with rail hubs in the Sacramento Valley. Caltrans Director Malcolm Dougherty sent a letter of support to Trinity County Director of Transportation Richard Tippett. Trinity County has applied for a TIGER grant of some $345,000 for the feasibility study. $35,000 in local matching funds will also be used to fund the study, which will look at the economic viability of any plan and the economic benefits a rail line would provide. It's a good neighbor issue, said Supervisor Rex Bone, about a Humboldt County ordinance trying to regulate outdoor pot growing for medicinal use. The County Planning Commission has delayed such a control ordinance because it says it needs more information before passing it on to supervisors. The pot growing ordinance has generated considerable public concern, said Bone, especially from neighbors of those growing even small amounts of marijuana.
It's a real problem for some of the people in the residential. This is a residential item. This isn't addressing the huge grows. This is addressing the small lot grows that are creating quite a bit of havoc in small neighborhoods where people have 15, 20 plants growing on a regular size plot. And so they had to put it. The smell in late August and through September, it makes it somewhat unbearable, especially if you have one on each side of your house. Makes it somewhat unbearable. So maybe if you're a good neighbor, you can tell neighbors, hey, I'm growing medical marijuana for these ailments. They don't even have to tell them what the ailments are. We're trying to address everybody's concerns, and it's hard because there's different parts of the county that are more accepting of this than others.
Rex Bone said it will take another couple of weeks for planning commissioners to have information they'll need to pass on the ordinance. More on this issue after the break. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Communities across California are dealing with the issue of regulating marijuana, medical marijuana clinics, and instituting local ordinances governing who can grow medical cannabis, where they can grow it, and how much they can grow. Locally, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors continues its work on constructing a marijuana. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said the supervisors are taking a slightly different tack and focusing on quality of life issues.
It all came out of people complaining that their neighbors, especially in the neighborhoods, smaller lots, that their neighbors were growing too much marijuana next door to them, and they didn't like the smell, or they didn't like the exposure to possible home invasions, etc., etc. So this is an attempt to address that as a nuisance issue.
Fennell added that state and federal regulations still trump local rules.
I really do feel that we need to hear from the state and or the federal government, because literally whatever we do can be picked apart. That being said, the ordinance that we're looking at right now has to do less with marijuana per se and more with good neighborhoods.
And Supervisor Ryan Sundberg has echoed the good neighbor aspect of the ordinance as the best way to deal with the issue. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.